Did you know God wants to do more in your life than you could ever ask for or even imagine? Think about that for a minute. What do you imagine your life could be? Now, for you dreamers out there, I know you dream big dreams. I'm married to a dreamer. He's a visionary and can see and dream 5 and 10 years down the road. He sees where roads could lead, and he's ready to go, always. Me, I'm a realist, which means I often bring him back to present day and the current season. Let's focus on right now. We're a good balance. Whether you are a big dreamer or not, the truth that God sees and has plans for us that are bigger than we could ever imagine makes me not want to miss any of it. I've already got major FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. I don't want to miss a thing God has in store for me or to accomplish through me. Consider all the ways God moved and worked through so many men and women of the Bible. Breaking news, he still is at work, and we are here for such a time as this, equipped for the works and plans he wants to accomplish through us. Through Christ, through the equipping power and wisdom of the Word of God, we are complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. See 2 Timothy 3:17 and Hebrews 13:21. God still has so much more for us, but we get confused on what the more should look like. So while we are focused on temporal things like more money, more square footage, more toys, more comfort, God's more goes beyond anything this world has to offer. The abundant life is only lived in and through him, and we can't even imagine the water-walking adventures that are to come. The beautiful joy that I've found in following Christ is that as long as I keep my eyes on him, I won't miss a thing. He has met me with the desires of my heart, but those desires are completely filtered through his will and his plan and for his glory, not mine. Ephesians 3, 21 and 22. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. These two verses are what is called a doxology. Basically, it's like an early church praise chorus, giving all glory to God. This moment of praise is a transitional moment in Ephesians, and it sort of caps off this chapter with a huge exclamation mark in a way by just reiterating that God is able to do far more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. And he wants to use you and me to do it. Look at the Apostle Paul for a minute. I'm sure early on, the best version of his life that he could ever imagine for himself looked nothing like what God had prepared for him to do. God used him in greater ways than he could have ever imagined. When we step outside our own earthly pursuits, dreams, and desires, we begin seeing the bigger picture, the greater redeeming story that God is writing us into. As we say yes to him and the works he has for us to do today, that he has equipped us for, the impact of that is beyond our imagination. That life is your best life because it's not lived for you. Instead, it's lived for Christ, his purpose and his plan. When we're in the middle of that, it is nothing short of a great adventure. That's the truth. Don't miss out on what God has in store for you. Give your life to Jesus. He'll give it back in ways you could have never dreamed. I'm Lori Klein.